We're going to be in the book of Psalms this evening, chapter number 84. Psalms 84. I always found it interesting growing up. My grandfather has been the pastor for most of my life. 22 years, he's been my pastor for about 18 years of my life growing up. And one thing I always found interesting about him is he preaches from the book of Psalms quite often. And I look around, I hear other preachers and things like that, and it just seemed growing up, at least in my area and things like that, I never heard many, many messages from Psalms. And especially being a young preacher boy, what you generally will preach from is either the giants of the faith in the past, you know, the Old Testament, things like that, or you jump forward to the New Testament, because you can't go wrong preaching the New Testament, the life of Jesus, all kinds of things like that. And so most of the time I would preach something like that. That's what I was familiar with. But my grandpa, no, he was not that way. And somehow, I don't know how he did it, he was just able to jump into one of the chapters or a couple of the verses in the book of Psalms and just be able to clearly lay it out there and get a message from it. I always found that fascinating. And so this evening, I just something that I've learned from him after doing some study in the book of Psalms and from the class that I have taken recently for school on the church, this doctrine of ecclesiology. We're going to look here in Psalm 84 this evening. So where you are, if you found your place there, we're going to read the first couple verses. Let's start in verse number 1, it says, "How amiable are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts! My soul longeth, yea, even fainteth for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh crieth out for the living God. Yea, the sparrow hath found an house, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young, even thine altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Blessed are they that dwell in thy house. They will be still praising thee, Selah." Verse number 1, it says, "How amiable are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts." So this evening, I want to bring just a thought to you on why I love church and why church is important to me. I've prayed. I hope that it would be a blessing to everybody here that would be able to leave here, obviously with fellowship time, but having a better understanding of church, why we go to church, but most of all, why we should love church and why church should be important to us. Let's pray, and then I'll jump into the message. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you once again for the opportunity to be able to meet in your house this evening and to be able to open up your word and share with your people here what you've given to me, what you've laid on my heart. Lord, I don't take it lightly. I don't take it for granted. I pray that you would use me this evening. Allow me to be a blessing. Allow me to be a help and an encouragement to your people here. God, please cleanse me of sin, empty me of self, fill me with your Holy Spirit's power, give me the words that I need, the thoughts that I need to be able to effectively communicate your word with your people here this evening, Lord, that it be a blessing to them, and that you would move in about the service as only you can, Lord. We love you, we thank you, we look forward to all that you will do in and through the service and in our lives today. It's in your name we pray, amen. Now, I don't know about you guys, but if you look all across the country, it seems to be a trend that I can see, and I'm sure many of you see, on the decline in church. You see many people having problems with church. You see many people not going to church anymore like they used to. They have a problem with church. They have a problem with the people in the church. They make excuses for not going. They make excuses for not agreeing with the pastor, or the pastor had done something and had hurt them in the past, or someone in the church, things of that nature. And just on so forth down the line. It's excuse after excuse after excuse after excuse. We don't go to church. Church isn't important to us anymore. Why even bother? You know, one thing I find interesting about that is it starts with us. It starts with Christians. Because you see, if we don't have a love for church like we should, if we don't look forward to going to church like we should, then why is the world, why is the unsaved people in our society today going to look at church the way that we should look at church? if we're not excited about going to church to be able to fellowship with our fellow believers or brothers and sisters in Christ, if we're not excited about going to church to be able to open up the Word of God and hear what the preacher has to say, what God has given him to share with us, the world, the people in our society aren't going to be excited about it. They're not going to look up a church and what church they want to go to. They're not going to wake up on a Sunday morning, man, I can't wait for church today. I think I'm going to go. That's not the way it works. They look at us. They look at believers. They look at the church, the people of the church. And if we're not excited, and if it's not important to us, it's not going to be important to them, and they have no reason to be excited about it at all. I think it's long past time that God's people, once again, get excited and get passionate about church. It plays a key role in our lives, does it not? It is very important to the Christian. And I believe that we need to get fired up again. We need to get excited again. We need to look at church as a priority. It needs to be important in our lives. And we should be excited about going to church, no matter what the world thinks, no matter what the world has to say. And who knows just the influence that we might be able to make in our world and in our society. Hey, even here in our city, if they start seeing us, Bible Baptist Church, the people of Bible Baptist Church, the kids, the teens, the adults, get excited once again with a renewed spirit and love for the church. I believe that's one thing that the psalmist here is speaking of in this chapter. He says, "How amiable are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts." He loves church. He loves the house of God. You say, Wesley, how do you know that? How do you get that? It doesn't say anything about the church in this passage of Scripture. Oh, but it does. It does. In verse 1, amiable means lovely and how beloved. So if you just look with me, just go along with me as I lay this out, plain and simple for you, hopefully. Amiable means lovely and how beloved. So how beloved are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts? What's a tabernacle? Well, back then in this time, it was the dwelling place of God. It was the dwelling place of God. The psalmist is saying, how lovely, possibly speaking of the appearance of the tabernacle, right? I mean, you could drive up or you could drive by a church building and you could just be in awe and you could be shocked by how beautiful the facilities are. Wow, that is a lovely facility, lovely house, lovely tabernacle. But I also like to think he's just talking about the church in general, which is what we know to be the people. How beloved, therefore, is also what that means. Amiable. How beloved is the church of God, the body of Christ? Tabernacle is the dwelling place of God. In verse 2, the word courts here, it says, "My soul longeth, yea, even fainteth, for the courts of the Lord." What is that? Well, it's a settled abode, which is what? A residence? A house, the quarters, the dwelling place, the house of God. I believe the psalmist is making it very clear and simple here that he loves the house of God. He loves the church. He has reasons why he loves the church. He has reasons on why the church is important to him. And he's going to make that very clear here in this passage of Scripture. Now, before I get into the reasons why I love church and why church is important to me, I'd like to lay just a simple and short background, a couple key facts that we should know about the church, right? That's always important. That's always good to know. So here's some quick facts. The word church is found 77 times in 76 verses here in the New Testament. Other names, as we've already talked about, for the word church or the house of God in the Bible is tabernacle, as we see here in this passage of Scripture, temple, maybe even synagogue, right? Synagogues is the phrase that we see in the New Testament. It wasn't necessarily the house of God. It wasn't necessarily a church building, but they went there to learn and to hear from God. Church isn't just a physical building that we see and we walk into and have our service in. What is the church? Well, the church is the body of Christ. It's y'all. It's me. We are the church. It's not just a building, it's a called out assembly of believers. Assembly is a group of people gathered together in one place for for a common purpose. What is our common purpose here this evening? To worship God. To worship God, to hear more about Him, to learn about Him, to hear from His Word, to serve Him, to grow closer to Him, to fellowship one with another. That's what our purpose is here tonight and every Sunday morning and for Sunday school and Wednesday night and any other time the door is open, by the way, when we have a church service. That's what our common purpose is for. We come to a common place for a common purpose, and we are an assembly, a group of people. Matthew 18:20 says, "For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst." That group of people doesn't have to be a large group of people either. Bible says right there, two or three, there am I in the midst. I come from a smaller church. The church that I'm from, Lake Street Baptist Church in Anderson, Indiana, Chesterfield area actually, but it's just a small town of Anderson where I'm from. It's a startup church basically. My grandpa, he started it about 5 years ago, five or six years ago this next month, October. And over the last 2 years, we merged with another local church to start the Lake Street Baptist Church. But being a startup church and merging with another small church that was just dead, they had nobody, they didn't have a whole lot, no pastor, finances run down to the ground, you know, things of that sort. We only average probably 30 to 35 people. But you see, that's still a church. It's still a called out assembly. If there's two or three, God is in the midst. Here, I'm privileged and blessed now to be able to be in a bigger church. More people, more faces to be able to get to know, to be able to get to love and serve along with. And I love that. But God is here meeting with us tonight. He's here meeting with us every time we meet together. When was the church founded, Wesley? Well, you know, some like to think that, well, the church was founded on the day of Pentecost. No, it wasn't. The church was not founded on the day of Pentecost. Oh, well, the church was founded a few years later, you know, in like the 200s or the 300s. No, the church wasn't formed then. When was the church formed? It was formed during Jesus' earthly ministry with his disciples. Jesus himself started his church. That's why it's called his church. It was started during Jesus' earthly ministry with his disciples. I don't know if you remember with me or not, but what did Jesus say about his church? He said, "I will build my church." I. Okay, so that means he had to do something with it, right? But then there's also that other pronoun, my. My church. I will build my church. That's how we could see that it was started by God and is run by God. God's in charge. God's in control. It is his church. It's his house. The church has never gone extinct. It's never been stopped during time. We've gone through tons of times of persecution. Yet we see the church of God, obviously, still standing strong, still standing firm today, meeting here one with another for that common purpose. It is and always forever will be standing strong and true on the rock. The rock of our salvation, the rock of our faith, the rock of our doctrine, Jesus Christ. So now I'll get into a couple reasons why I love church, why church is important to me, and I hope that you can take them this evening, and you too will be able to feel the same way that I have. And if maybe you have extra, share those with me afterwards. If you have anything else, hey, you should have thought about this. I'd love to hear. But reason number one why I love church and why church is important to me is because I get to meet with my God. I get to meet with my God. What a better reason to go to church. You're going for that common purpose to meet with your God, to meet with my God, to meet with our God. I get to hear from him and his word. You know, yes, you can hear from God and you can hear from his word in your daily devotions throughout the week. You can hear from God if you're driving in your car, you're at work, you're at school, guys. Whatever you guys are doing throughout the week, you can hear from God if you allow him to speak to you and you're ready to hear from him. You can open up your Bible anytime you want to throughout the week, especially nowadays with the technology that we have. I mean, you have a smartphone, you have a tablet, you can download the Bible app, and you Therefore, you should never have a reason or an excuse not to read the Bible. You have it on your phone, which I'm pretty sure everybody here has their phone with them all the time, right? So anyways, that's just to throw out there. But we have all the means necessary to spend time with God. But what a better purpose and reason than to come to the house of God to spend time with Him. So yes, we can do it throughout the week in our free time whenever we want. But why not come when we have set aside times to do that exact same thing in His house with His people? Yeah. I love church. I love church. I love meeting with God in His house. You know, the church is the place where He resides. He resides here. He lives in our hearts. Therefore, for all believers, and we're all saved, born again, you know, children of God, He's in each of our hearts here this evening. But He's also meeting with us in this building for that common purpose, to work in our hearts and our lives, to spend time with us, to teach us what He has for us to learn. I get to spend time with Him in the house, in His house, excuse me, and learn what He has from His word and His messenger on His day, too. How amazing is that? Secondly, I love church, and church is important to me because I get to be a part of it by serving the Lord and serving others. I get to be a part of serving the Lord and serving others. A lot of people will look at that and they're like, why? Why do you enjoy serving? Why do you enjoy serving the Lord? Especially, why do you want to serve others, you know? You know that you can go into some other fields, right? And you can actually do that for a living, and you can get paid a lot more if you got involved in government work or whatever it is, you know? You could get paid a lot more than what you're doing now. You could still serve people and love people and help people and get paid more money, but that's not what it's all about. I'm not about it for the money. I'm doing it because I love it, because I enjoy it. I'm doing it for Him too, though. I love helping, I love serving others, but I love serving my God. There's nothing more important to me, and there's nothing that I love and enjoy more than serving Him. And I believe each of us should have that passion as well in our hearts, whether it's to an extent where you're working full-time or not. Each individual in here, we should have a desire and a passion in our heart to serve the Lord and serve others. And so I love it. There's nothing better in life than doing that. I was told while I was in school, while I was going to college, I don't know how many of you are familiar with the preacher Kenny Baldwin, I was talking with him one day after a class, and he had just told a couple other guys this, and he was telling me now, and he said, if you ever feel like you could enjoy doing something more with your life, the ministry's not for you. Get out and go do whatever it is that you feel like you can enjoy more. I looked him straight in the eyes and I said, well, brother, it's good to know then that there's nothing else for me. Amen. You know, there's nothing else I'd rather do. There's nothing else I'd rather be than to serve God and to serve His people. It's one of the biggest ways for one, to do this and to serve Christ and to serve others is in the ministries of the church. I don't know how many ministries we have here. I'm not necessarily familiar with everything about it, but you can get involved in whatever ministry you can, and you can serve there. It's a way to get involved. It's a way to serve others. It's a way to serve God, and I absolutely love that. It is the best way to serve God. I love church, and church is important to me because, thirdly, of the great fellowship that I have with brothers and sisters in Christ. Like I said, I'm from a smaller church. I knew everybody, but also everybody that was there was easily, more than likely, three times my age. Old people, older people. There was nobody my age in my church. No kids. My siblings and I were the youngest people. We had a younger family in the church, but that was it. And, you know, I spent time with those people, obviously. I loved them dearly. They were a huge blessing and a help to me. I knew them. We'd fellowship. We'd talk. But it just wasn't always the same. I felt like I was missing that. But I still had a good spirit. I loved church because of those people. I got the fellowship with those people. I'm excited to fellowship with y'all. I already have done some fellowshipping. People have invited me over. People have invited me out to eat. All kinds of things like that. I love it. We've stayed here to talk after services. I love that. I love getting to know each and every buddy in here. I love it. And I look forward to getting to know y'all even more. Why? Because of that fellowship, because of that kindred spirit that we can have and we share one with another. I love being able to fellowship with my brothers and sisters in Christ. I believe this is one of the reasons the church came to be. I really do. The Lord wanted his children to meet together, to fellowship together, to serve together, to learn together, to grow together, to love together, and to love others the way that Christ loved the church. You know, he could have just continued with the church being him and his 12. He could have. He could not have even told anybody about his church, but we don't see it that way. I believe one of the reasons why he developed, why he started the church, he built the church, and why he has allowed the church to continue on all these many years is for us to be able to enjoy the fellowship one with another. I believe also that if that was not the case, it would be a lot harder for us to take our stand in our world today. You're standing alone. You're standing all by yourself. You don't know people. You don't know others. You don't fellowship with others. Can you imagine how lonely that might be? Yes, you're serving God. Yes, you're living for God. But it's all by yourself. That's no fun. It's way more fun to be able to serve God and to spend time with God when you're with your brothers and sisters in Christ. I love it. I love church. The church is so much more than just an organization. Did you know that it's actually an organism? The church is a living, breathing, vibrant organism because it's made up of us. You know, it's not just this building, like I said. It's us, the individuals. And because of that, it's real, it's alive, it's awake, and it's living with God's people who come together for the common purpose that we've talked about. We come to live for God, to glorify and praise his name, to fellowship with one another. And church just wouldn't be as much fun without y'all. What if it was just me? What if it was just pastor coming here? Is he going to preach to himself? He could. I've done it before. I've preached to myself when nobody was out there listening and they're in attendance. But it's no fun. You know, the fellowship just isn't there. It's not as fun. And so that's one of the reasons why I love the church, is to be able to fellowship with my brothers and sisters in Christ. Fourth reason why I love the church and why church is important to me is because it gets me away from the world. It gets me away from the world. How important and how needed this is today to get us away from the world. This is a time throughout the week where I can go, where we can go, you guys can go to church and to the house of God and not be influenced by what's outside these doors and these walls. It seems like nowadays, as soon as you walk outside this church, you could come from having a great revival meeting. The Spirit of God has just moved upon the people in the church service. It's been awesome. It's been great. And then you walk outside those doors, and it's like the world just smacks you in the face. Boom. It's not fun. I hate it. Church camp, growing up, you hear the saying, you know, man, you teens love it so much. It's such a great place. People getting their hearts right. The Spirit of God is there and moving. And it's awesome to be around. You know, and the question would be asked, does anybody really want to go home? Or do you wish that we can just stay here forever? And even a lot of the teens, you know, even the second or third night of the week, they're like, yeah, let's stay here. I was the same way. Why? Because it was awesome. You didn't have the world's influence. You had great preaching. God was speaking to you, working in you. The fellowship was there. It's awesome. But we get to come and be separate, to be away from the world. We do know that in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, it says, come out from among them and be separate. Now, that should be us in our own individual lives every day. We need to be separate from the world. But also, we get to come to the house of God and be separate from the world. How awesome is that? Church is a place where brothers and sisters in Christ can interact with each other without the world's influence being shoved in their face. And I love that. It doesn't have to be shoved down our throats. We don't have the TVs on and things like that with whatever's on TV, the advertisements. You know, we don't have anything like that. We're here and we're separate from the world. It's a peaceful time. It's a place where God's children can come and get a break from all that's going on in the world and all that the world has to offer. Number five, the reason I love church and why church is important to me is because of the sweet spirit that fills the house of God. The sweet spirit, there's a hymn or a chorus, you know, talking about a sweet spirit in this place. And there is. Every time we walk into the house of God, there should be that sweet spirit. But did you also know that that sweet spirit doesn't just come from others? It comes from you. You can be a part of that sweet spirit in the house of God. Amen. That's the way it should be, I believe. People, especially born-again believers, should have such an amazing, you should have such a happy and such a great sweet spirit about going into the house of God. No matter what the service may be for, we should be happy and excited to meet together in the house of God. The psalmist also wrote in Psalm 122, verse 1, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. That should be us every time the doors open. I was glad when he said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. I hope that's going to be your guys' desire. I hope that's going to be your spirit from now on. I believe we need to have a new and revived spirit for the house of God, for church. Why do I go to church? Well, all these are answers for why I go to church. I love it. I love serving him. I love serving the people. I love being able to be separate from the world, not having its example and its influence on my life. I love the fellowship. I love my God. I love being able to come here for that purpose, for these purposes. Church should be playing a vital role in our world today, but sadly it's not. But, you know, we can change that. We can change that. It's time for Christians to start getting excited once again about church, about loving church, about going to church, making it important in our lives. Church should be very important to others as it is to me. It should be important to y'all as it is to me. Church should be important in our lives. It makes up most of my life, and I'm totally okay with that. I love church making up an important part of my life. It's made up a majority of my life, pretty much my entire life. You couldn't even count the hours and the days that I've been in church because it's so numerous, it's so many. But I don't have a problem with that. I love it, and I'm thankful for it. It's important to me, and I love everything about the church, the one who's over it, the people, the fellowship, the ministries, the spirit, the worship, and the messages preached there. I love church. But just before we wrap up, if you look there in verse number 4 of chapter 84, it does say, blessed are they that dwell in the house. Blessed are they that dwell in the house. I don't know what kind of blessings are coming your way. I don't know what the Lord is going to do for you and in your life. But I like to think that maybe this verse has to pertain to church attendance. The more we're in church, the more we love church, the more we make church important to our lives, the Lord's going to bless us. And he's going to bless each individual in different ways. No one's going to be the same. But I love that. Who doesn't want to be blessed? Well, the Lord will bless you. He says that here in his word. I love church, and church is important to me. Is it to you this evening? If not, maybe this will be just the encouragement that you need. And you can leave here differently tonight with a renewed spirit, a renewed passion, a renewed desire that I love church. And you know what? Church, it's important to me too. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we love you. We thank you once again for this message, the opportunity to hear from your word this evening, God. Lord, I pray that each individual in here this evening, myself included, Lord, I'm preaching to myself just like I'm preaching to the people. God, that we would have that renewed spirit and that renewed passion for church, for going to church, for loving church, for serving in church, and it should be important in our lives, much like other things are important in our lives, Lord. I pray that you would work in our hearts and that you'd help us to change that, to see that the way that the psalmist here is making it very clear and plain and simple for us, I believe, Lord. I pray that it's been a blessing and an encouragement to people here this evening, Lord, and that you'd work in my heart, you'd work in their hearts. And Lord, as we're getting ready to even spend some more time in fellowship, Lord, I pray that you'd bless the fellowship time as well. Bless our spirits, bless our attitudes. And Lord, that your will, I pray that your way would be done in our hearts and in our lives this evening. It's in your name we pray. Amen. Pastor.